Sorry. All right. So, approximately, I think, 5 years ago, Serv Schechter got the following Shiloh. There were two boys living in Brazil who were just starting to become frum. I think it was through some NCSY group that had gone down there. And their parents were totally not frum at all. And Rosh Hashanah was coming up. They did not live near any type of shul. The closest shul was like 30 miles away. So the parents were not going to let them go away for Yontif. So they had the following Shiloh. Could they ask a non-Jew to drive them on Rosh Hashanah to go hear shofar? That's what they wanted to know. So I want us to spend a little time trying to figure out what exactly are the halachic issues involved in that Shiloh to decide whether they were or they were not allowed to go. So where do we start? We start with the Pesukim in the Torah. So in Parshas Emor, the Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem v'Moshe l'Emor." The Torah is giving us the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. "Daber al bnei Yisrael l'Emor b'chodesh hashvi b'chad l'chodesh." The seventh month in the first of the month. The seventh month is Tishrei, because the seventh month from Nisan, from when they left Mitzrayim, right? So yelacham shabbason, it shall be for you a day of rest, which will take to mean you should not do any malacha on Rosh Hashanah, right? You have to rest. Zichron trua, right? A remembrance, a recalling of trua, which referring to the mitzvah of kiyah shofar, mikra kodesh. Kol malachas avoda lo sasu, so you're not allowed to do any malacha. So you just read this pasuk. It's Torah telling us two things about Rosh Hashanah. One, you're not allowed to do malacha. And two, you have to blow shofar. So with the shiloh that we're dealing with, is revolving around these two issues, right? These two issues are now clashing, right? Hopefully we'll all have a nice Rosh Hashanah, we won't do any malacha, and we're going to go hear shofar. But for these two guys, it's not so pasha, right? Their prohibition of malacha is getting in their way of their fulfillment of the mitzvah of shofar. So what do you do? What do you do? Which takes precedence? That's the question. So this issue is a machlokus in the Gemara. We have a Rosh Hashanah, on daf lamed beis amar alef. We have the following machlokus. We know that during Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, we added psukim that revolve around three themes: Malchios, Shofros, and Zecharos. So the question is, what's the source for those three parshios? So the Gemara has a machlokes. How to exactly learn that out? So the Gemara says, Minayin she'omrim Malchios, Zecharos, or Shofros. Rabbi Elazar omer dechsev Shabbason Zecharon Shrua Mikra Kodesh. So, already now.
Can everybody
read it? Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar says like this. It says Shabbason, right? When I read that to you, I said it meant rest, don't do malacha, right? What does Rabbi Elazar say? He says, Zeh Kedushas Hayom. It's not referring to a mitzvah to not do malacha. It's referring to the fact that you also have to have a bracha in your Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. The reference is the Kedushas Hayom, right? Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. That's the first bracha that we're going to say after Atah Kodosh on Rosh Hashanah. Then what does he say? Zichron. That's teaching us that we have to add in Zichronos. Trua is teaching us Shofros. And then finally, Mikra Kodesh, he says, Kadshayu Basias Malacha. You have to sanctify the day by not doing Malacha. Okay? That's Rabbi Eliezer. The reference of the mitzvah of Shofar is coming before the Torah telling us about the prohibition to do work. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, what are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mnei Ma'alo Ne'amar Shabbason, Shavuos Shabbo Pasach HaKasav Tchila. Every time it says Shabbos in the Torah, what does that mean? It means don't do work. Don't rest from doing any types of bracha. Why suddenly now are you saying it's referring to a different bracha of Kedushas Hayom? So Rabbi Akiva says, the correct way to darshan this pasuk is what? Shabbason is teaching me the Isser Malacha. And then Zichron Shua is telling us about the mitzvah of Shofar. So what do we have? A machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. How do we relate to the mitzvah of Shofar and the Asiyas Malacha? Rabbi Akiva says, what comes first? The mitzvah of not doing Malacha, right? And then, Rabbi Akiva says that the Torah is telling us not to do, right, the Torah is telling us not to do Malacha. Then the Torah is telling us the mitzvah of Shofar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, first we have the mitzvah of Shofar, then the Torah tells us about Mikra Kodesh, not to do Malacha. So what's the beer in this machlokus? What are they arguing about? Just a What?
Which one's mine?
Right. Very good. So comes Or Sameach and says, you know what Or Sameach was?
Is that true in general?
Right, I would not have said that on my own. The Or Sameach, who was the Meshech Chachma, he's going to say this interpretation. He's going to connect it to a different machlokas. It's Shabbos. We'll see. Yeah.
Is that generally true? Is that which?
Like, I wouldn't say it's generally true. No. So comes the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma was Meir Simcha Mitvinsk. He was in Lithuania. He's the. I heard this from a Rav that he's the only person the Mishnah Berurah quotes who was alive at the time when the Mishnah Berurah was written. Meaning everyone the Mishnah Berurah quotes was dead, someone from a previous generation. The only person who was living in his generation that he quotes in the Mishnah Berurah was the Meshech Chachma, which shows the respect that he had for him. So anyway, comes Or Sameach and gives an amazing explanation. He says that there's a Gemara in Shabbos that deals with the following scenario. Let's say you come to Shul on Rosh Hashanah and no one has a shofar, right? You only have like a ram sitting outside your shul, right? So what would you do? Can you shech the shofar and then do all the other malachos that are involved in preparing the shofar?
Yeah.
What would you say? What? So Mickey is mechami to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer and Shabbos says, shofar v'chol machshireha dochenes haShabbos. He says, if it comes Shabbos, right? Let's say before we made the exterior that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Or we're in the Beis HaMikdash, where they blow shofar on Shabbos anyway, right? Comes Shabbos, and you don't have a shofar. The only way to get a shofar is by doing different malachos. So Rav Leather says you do whatever you need to do to get that shofar. And Rav Yekiva and the Rabbanan say, no, what are you talking about? The Torah says you're not allowed to do any malacha. You don't have a shofar? Too bad. This year you're going to have to miss out on the mitzvah of shofar. So it says the Or Sameach, what's behind this machlokas? He connects it back to how they darshan out the pasuk, like you guys said. Rabbi Kiva said, "What comes first in the pasuk? The Torah telling us not to do malacha, right? Shabbason saying don't do any malacha. Then the Torah put the mitzvah kiyah shofar. So Rabbi Kiva l'shitaso says what? When you don't have a shofar available, you're gonna have to do malacha to get that shofar. Too bad. The isra siyas malacha comes first. But Rabbi Lezer, who holds shofar v'chol machshireh docha Shabbos, that you do whatever you need to do to get that shofar." It's coming from the fact that he says, no, Shabbosam is not referring to ceasing from work. It's referring to the bracha of Kiddush Hayom. Then we have shofar, and then we have the Isra Asiyas Malacha. So Tkiyah Shofar, according to Rabbi Elazar, takes precedence over the Isra Malacha. And when you have a clash between the two, we go with the mitzvah of shofar. So now, coming back to our case, what would you say?
It
sounds like according to Elazar, yeah, they could do whatever they want. They could probably even drive themselves, right? Problem is that there's a rule in Shas that Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and someone else, so Halachak Rabbi Kiva. We always follow Rabbi Kiva when he's versus him and one other guy. So that would mean that we pass like Rabbi Kiva that what? Any Malacha Daraisa that could get in your way of shofar, that's too bad. You lost that. But that's a good question. What about a Isra Darabon? Let's think about this case. What's going on, right? The boys want to know if they can ask a non-Jewish guy to drive them, right? Amir Lakum is an Isser Derabonim, right? Yeah. On a Torah level, I could tell a non-Jew to do any type of malacha for me on Shabbos,
and
right?
It's mitzvah deraisa too.
Right, so maybe we'll say that the mitzvah deraisa should come first over the Isser Derabonim. So that issue, when you have an Isser Derabonim in the way, also the Mishnah talks about in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed Beis of the Beis. So the Mishnah says there, Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavir Nalavas Atchum, Ve'ein Mefachin Nalavas Agal, La'olam Le'ilam. So the Mishnah lists all these different types of Isur Darabanan, right? The Rabbanan said on Shabbos, you're not allowed to climb a tree because we're afraid you might come to pluck the fruit off the branch. Or if there is a pile of stones that are muksa on top of the shofar, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to remove those stones. So this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, following Rabbi Kiva, and saying what? You can't even do an Isra Darabanan to fill the mitzvah of shofar. Yeah.
Is there nothing wrong with being in the car? Like, besides the Amira, like, is there the actual being in the car driving? And, like, isn't that pretty bad? I don't know.
Right, so the question is, how do you view the fact that he also turned the car on for you, right?
Sure.
That might be a problem. What?
It's Mavi.
Right, we're gonna get to it, right? So what do we see from this Mishnah? That even Nisra Darabanan cannot comes in the way of shofar. What's the reason? So the Gemara says like this: My taima, shofar asahu v'yontov Yontov, Asei Velos Asei. So the Gemara was bothered by the following issue. We know in general there's a concept called Asei Doch Velos Asei, right? Let's say you have, you know, there's an Isser of Shatness, right? You can't wear a garment made of wool and linen, right? So let's say you have Tzitzis that is pure linen, and you want to put wool strings on that, right? So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Gemara Yvavah say? The Gemara says that the Mitzvah Asei of Tzitzis is Doch Velos Asei of Shatness. So in fact, the Gemara's question, why don't we say here, the mitzvah saseh of shofar should be docha any lo saseh on Rosh Hashanah, right? Let me ask you a question. Isn't this mitzvah talking about Yisira Darabanan, right? Why are we doing with lo saseh? So anyone see the Ritva?
Yeah.
So what did the Ritva say?
It's different. I don't remember.
He said that Chacham asu chizal the He said that Chacham strengthened their own prohibitions to treat them like Yisira Daraisa. So that's what's going on here. So the Gemara wants to know, fine, so why don't we say the mitzvah of shofar should be docha the lo saseh of doing malacha on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara answer is no. That what? Shofar aseyu, v'yantav aseyu v'lo saseh, v'yin aseh docha es lo saseh v'yaseh. Not only, there's not just a lo saseh to do malacha on Rosh Hashanah, there's also an aseh, right? You have to, shabbosan, right? You have to rest from doing malacha. If you don't do malacha on yantav, what? Right, so who's this Mishnah like? If it's saying you can't even do an Issa Rabbanon to do Mitzvah of Shofar, like Rabbanon or Bikiva, right? So again, we want to know, our Shaila, the guys are not driving themselves. They're asking a guy to drive that car for them to that shul, right? That's only an Issa Rabbanon. But what do we see? And the Rambam passes like this Mishnah, too bad, right? They can't do that. So is there anything else they could do? So think about what's going on in the case. They're asking the guy to drive them, so that's Darabon number one, right? And then he's also turning on the car, right? What's the problem with turning on a car on Shabbos? Mavir, right? What's different about Yontif than Shabbos? So most Rishonim assume that Midoraisa, you're allowed to light a fire from scratch on Yontif. However, the Gemara in Beitza says, Emotinas or Yontif. Rashi says, why? Because it's Nola. There's an Issa Darabonon. To the Rabbanan said, you still can't light a fire from scratch. But regardless, we see that in our case, there's two Rabbanans going on, right? Them asking to do malacha for him, and the turning on the car. So who knows? What's special when you have two Rabbanans in a situation where you want to do a mitzvah? Something called a shvus de shvus, b'makom mitzvah.
We're still holding my coat, sir. We didn't get Tamir Lachem.
Fine. So when you get Tamir Lachem, go. Fine, so guys, listen to the following concept. The Shulchan Aruch passing this halacha lamaisa in Hilchah Shabbos. Dover she'enu malacha ve'enu asur la'asosu b'shabbos el mishum shavos. Something that the Torah did not say is asur, and it's only asur to do it midirabbanan. For example, climbing a tree, right? Mutter li'yisrael lomar le'enu yehudi la'asosu b'shabbos. I'm allowed to tell the guy to go ahead and do that for me on Shabbos. Bushiyasham miktas choli or yetzarach ladavar or tzarach harbe or mnei mitzvah. What's the example he gives? Ketzad omer yisrael leini yehudi b'shabbos lalos be'ilan lahavi shofar l'skoa kias mitzvah. What's the example the Shulchan Aruch gives? Everybody's in shul, no one has a shofar, and someone's kid threw the shofar up into the tree. Right. So what could you do? What would you say? Ask a guy to go ahead and climb the tree, right? Normally asking a guy to do malacha for you is asur midirabbanan, right? But here, what's the malacha that he's going to be doing? Not something that's asur midiraisa, something that's only asur midirabbanan. So it's a shvus to shvus, two dirabbanans, in a situation of a mitzvah, where we say it's mutter. Yeah? Everyone got that? So coming back to our case, l'chora, it should be fine, right? It's two dirabbanans, telling the guy to do something, turning on the car in yatif, right? And it's a makom mitzvah, and they're not going to get to your shofar, right? So what ended up happening is that Rabbi Schefter said they still shouldn't go. Why? Because he felt that when you have two guys who are just starting to become Balei Tshuva, so for them to like see that, oh, we could, you know, go into a car and a non-Jew drive us on Yantif, he says in the long run that's not going to have a good effect. It's going to be very confusing for them. They're not going to have a really good understanding of what's permitted, what's Asr on Shabbos. So he thought that better for them to stay home, not hear shofar, than to get into this whole messy situation of going to the shul on Yantif. And this shows you the importance of, like, you know, You know, any guy can open up the Shulchan Aruch, hear this question, and be like, it's fine, it's just the Shus of Akam Mitzvah. But it just shows you the importance of, you have to ask a posek who has long-term vision, who will weigh different factors, to really decide a psak halacha like this. That's the halacha part of the shir. I just want to end off with the following. It's very strange, right? These guys are going to go through an entire Rosh Hashanah without hearing the mitzvah of shofar, without hearing the shofar, right? I mean, like, that's the highlight of the day, right? That's the shofar's law that brings the chronos of Klal Yisrael before Hashem, right? How could it be that they're missing out on the mitzvah of shofar? So Rebbe Elzan showed me an amazing Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma is talking about what? When Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so Chazal said, we don't blow shofar, right? And the Meshech Chachma is bothered by this. Like, how can it be? We're missing out on shofar, which is carries the day. That's what's helping us get a tshuva and a kapara before Hashem. That's what Chazal said is aser. So the Meshech Chachma says something amazing. He says, if you look in the sheet, it's on right here. He says, the Bechozos, Amr Yisrael, Hen Yivula Chalila, Lemitzah Shabbos, Asher Meil, Kiyush Mo Yisvarach, Yichay Shalom Minayin HaGomer Yema. Right? He says, yeah, missing out on shofar, that's terrible, right? And that could lead to a tremendous sakana. But what? What are we doing? We're saying Chas V'Shalom that we should be Mechal Shabbos. And then at the end he says, V'Oktim Kulam Avor Kiddush Shmo Yisvarach. We're sacrificing our mitzvah of shofar that normally is a schus for us. The came and shekein hariz a gufei masha ein anu tokim Rosh Hashanah shchal b'shabbos zegufa kira ruchmis mufleges. Says the Meshech Chachma, the very fact that we are not blowing, that will create the biggest schus for us on this Rosh Hashanah. That we're showing Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? Chil Shabbos, you matter to us more. We're not going to blow the shofar because Chil Shabbos comes first. This teaches us a very important lesson, I think a very important hashkafa, that sometimes in Yiddishkeit, you know, not doing the more exciting, the more what we want to do, that's the most heroic possible thing. You know, you're sitting at your computer, you know, you're really tempted to just click that website that you know won't be good for you, right? And you hold back. No one else knows about that. It's between you and Hashem. Imagine the feeling of heroism. You just feel it. Look, I just totally overcame that urge, I held back, I didn't do it, right? Or you get that text in the middle of shir, you really want to check your phone, and you hold back, you stop. Things like that, those small little things, those sacrifices where you just hold back and don't, you know, you resist that urge, I think that is something that could be a tremendous chutz for us, coming to Rosh Hashanah, and I wish you all a ksila chasina tova.
What? Has Mar even suggested